You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, local, state, national. Man, we are covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. I'm going to number two on the triple dipper. I'm calling this the freedom agenda. What wouldn't it be like to have a freedom agenda? Wouldn't it be like to, let's hear William Wallace tell us about freedom agendas.
To trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Aaron Gabriel! Oh my gosh, still one of the best movies ever made. I'll tell you what, Boomer, how many times have you seen that movie? I mean, it's got
so many times. I have a Braveheart sword.
That's right. I know you do, yes, as a matter of fact.
Because you were there.
I do know that. I do. Mm-hmm. It's exactly right.
Oh,
well,
man,
so
awesome.
Just so you know, I would question your manhood if you had not watched that movie.
Well, I agree completely. I walk around and say, "Have you watched Braveheart?"
Yes.
Be a man.
That's right. That's right. What's wrong with you? Go watch Braveheart, boy. There are certain, and by the way, this is a complete rabbit trail. Just bear with me for a second. But there are certain movies, like I can remember years ago. You've seen the movie Rudy, surely.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Another one of those. But like I remember when Rudy was over, I was watching it for the first time. I think I actually rented it on VHS from Blockbuster. This is how long ago this was. And I watched it. And Charlene and I were in the room. And I think Josh, my son, was probably about 6 or 7 at the time. I looked at her and I said, "I want Josh to watch that movie every day for the rest of his life." Rudy. 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 So what other ones? Gladiator.
Absolutely.
I mean, I drive a Jeep Gladiator. Its name
Patriot.
Is Maximus. Patriot.
Yeah,
absolutely. The Patriot. And then there's other movies, older and more contemporary, I think 13 Hours.
Oh, yes.
Excellent, excellent flick. Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
And then what we talked about yesterday.
What did we talk about yesterday?
Top Gun.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Man.
How did I blank out on that? All right, listen, what am I talking about today? So number two on the Triple Dipper, now that we've just gone through our manhood movies, number two on the Triple Dipper, you got a call coming in? I knew that would happen. Manhood movies. We're about to take a complete aside here. I'm about to get my triple dipper just rocked by people calling in with them. You want to call in, tell me your manhood movie. I'll hear it. 833-68-RIGHT. 833-687-4448. I mean, surely to goodness, there's some manhood movies we didn't name yet. Is he coming on, bud, or is he just going to give it to you? Line one? All right, line one. Sparky, are you there? Sparky, pray tell, what is your manhood movie?
Boy, I don't know. I don't think I've gotten there. I've striven my whole life to be a real man.
Oh, he just threw it down on us. We got to watch movies. Sparky was born a man. He was born having to shave. He had a 5 o'clock shadow when he was born.
I don't know. I got to ask my ex-wife. She told me I never achieved that.
Oh no.
To Boomer's Braveheart sword. Did you know that long style of Scottish weapon was actually called a claymore?
It is.
Claymore, not, they didn't call it a sword. And you, Colonel, probably taught a lot of junior badasses how to emplace what we know in the Army as a claymore close quarters anti-personnel mine. But the first time I had a friend tell me he'd ordered a claymore and it was going to be coming in someday, real soon. We were over in Germany in the Army. I said, "How is he getting a claymore? What's going on with that? Is that even possible?" And then when it came in, this big, beautiful, long, tall, majestic weapon, I said,
you and I terrible. Think a claymore has to have a clacker with it in about 75 feet of wire. But
yeah,
yep, absolutely.
So to answer the manhood question, I would say John Wayne, Ricky Nelson and Dean Martin and Rio Bravo. I'll go with that.
And he was with Dean Martin also in The Sons of Katie Elder. That was also a good one.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, that's good stuff. Yeah, and then how can I forget? I almost forgot True Grit. I mean, Lord.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
Fill your hands. Anyway, that was a great movie. All right, Sparky, appreciate you as always, bud. You have a great day.
All right. Goodbye.
Boomer, you have seen True Grit, right?
Oh, yes.
I mean, the original True Grit, not the fake True Grit.
The original.
Yeah.
Right.
Because every once in a while, there's a remake, and you're like, wow, that was really good. Not the second attempt at True Grit with Jeff Bridges, who I really like, just did not hit the mark. Nope. You got to have John Wayne and Glenn Campbell and the girl whose name nobody can remember because she didn't do any other movies after that. But True Grit, awesome movie. I got text messages coming in. We got people calling. I'm going to tell you right now, I just derailed the entire show by doing manhood movies. My word. Okay, what you got to – oh, Allie just texted me, Boomer. Allie just texted me.
What'd she say?
Tears of the Sun. Have you seen that?
Oh.
Love that movie.
Yes.
Allie, you are so right. Tears of the Sun is like one of the best movies of hard men going to hard places to do hard things because it was the right thing to do. Man, that was just – yes. Okay. Wow. Tears of the Sun. What a great movie that was. We got a caller on the line? Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I'm just sitting here just opining. Mike from Harvest. Hey, Mike, Phil Williams, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Yourself?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Das Boot.
Oh, Das Boot. You like Das Boot, huh? So are you a Submariner?
Yep. My dad was.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, that was a good movie. I haven't seen that in years. You like Das Boot better than Hunt for Red October?
Yes.
Okay.
But only slightly.
Okay, just slightly. And if I remember too, Das Boot was actually all in German, wasn't it? Didn't they, like, the whole film?
Originally, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. If you can find the director's edition, it's a little longer. I'm told it's an anti-war movie, but you know, hey, it was still really good.
It was, and it was. By the way, it was one of the most realistic movies made about its topic,
yep,
to the Submariners. Yeah, good stuff, Mike. Thanks, man. Appreciate it very much.
No problem, sir.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to open the doors. Pandora's box is now open. So as I try to move through actual topics that I planned for, I'm going to keep taking calls. And if you want to tell me what your manhood movie is, I'll take it. But yeah, so we've got. I mean, right now. Oh, Allie,
what
just
do you think
texted,
of The Rock?
Oh, The Rock was good.
Rock was pretty good.
Yeah, The Rock was
Saving
good.
Saving Private Ryan, did we say that one?
Yeah, I did.
Yes,
I did say Saving Private
Ryan.
Yeah, the Rock, yeah. The Rock was one of those that had some good one-liners in it. Sean Connery. You gotta like Sean Connery. Well, boy, what are you gonna do? That's what losers say. Yeah. The winners take the girl to the prom. I'm not even gonna say the exact thing, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, Allie just texted again about Tears of the Sun. Says they showed it nonstop when she was in Iraq. That was a good flick, man. All right. What's your manhood movie? I'll take it. I want to hear it. I'm going to keep talking about the topic at hand. The reason why I played Braveheart in the beginning at first anyway was because he was talking about freedom. I just looked over, saw myself on a video impersonating Sean Connery, and it looked like I was trying to chew cud. Anyway, the freedom agenda. Wouldn't it be nice to know that if Republicans take back the House and the Senate, that there's an actual agenda in place that they'll work with? Well, I talked about a minute ago on the Grand Council with Jeff and with Dale Jackson, Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson, that one of the things that really struck me was a story that I've got in my hands. This one came off of Fox this morning. DeSantis in Florida. DeSantis-backed candidates flip Florida school board from liberal to conservative. You know why? Because DeSantis is a leader and he has an agenda. He wants his entire state to move in the direction that he's trying to get it to go. He's got a thing, he actually calls it his freedom agenda. And that freedom agenda has a number of different facets to it. It's got different things in there like, you know, parental rights in education, keeping businesses open, fighting back against vaccine mandates, standing up for law enforcement, protecting the environment responsibly. Also the largest tax relief package in the state history. All those things are part of his freedom agenda. Why should it stop with his governor's office? He looked around and thought, you know what, woke school board member, I'm going to endorse the person who's trying to run against you. And he did, and he flipped entire school boards. So the article I've got right here says that literally in Sarasota, Sarasota School Board went from a 3-2 liberal majority to a 4-1 anti-woke conservative majority overnight because of Ron DeSantis's freedom agenda, him endorsing those candidates. And by the way, they were good candidates who also worked their races. Across the state, 25 conservative school board candidates were supported by DeSantis and won their elections. He also had a big night, apparently, in Miami-Dade County, where conservative school board candidates also took control. That's, folks, that's leadership, but that's called having a freedom agenda. And I'm going to get into this in a little more detail. But yeah, DeSantis, to me, is one of the best examples out there right now of getting out there, of saying, here's the plan, here's the agenda, we're moving forward on this, jump on board, y'all, the train is moving. And it's working. People are following it. You know what? People respond to leadership. All right, listen, we're about to take a break, but Boomer, do you have a call a minute ago? What was that? Is that JT? What was he saying?
Yeah, JT was just saying he had a movie, the original Walking Tall.
Oh, yeah, man. Buford Pusser carrying that 4x4 in and laying waste to some people. Yeah, Walking Tall. Outstanding. The original version, yes. All right, take us to a break, Boomer. We'll do that right now. You want to call in? You are welcome to it. 833-68-RIGHT. What we've been talking about today, or if you want to add in, what's your choice for a manhood movie? Love to hear it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and not afraid to call it manhood. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. The phones are blowing up, man. There's some testosterone-fueled movie watchers out there. So I'm going to go ahead and grab some phone lines. Boomer's been answering the phone the entire time we were on break. Let's see if we can get them all in. Line one, I think it's Austin from Decatur. Austin, how you doing, man?
Doing good, man.
Good, good, good. What you got?
I was going to say Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg.
Yes. Absolutely. Portraying Marcus Luttrell and the guys from Operation Red Wing. That was an amazing true story and a well-done movie. Totally agree. Lone Survivor. Good call, man. Hey, Austin, thanks for calling in, bud. Appreciate it very much. All right, Boomer, have I got line two? Is line two still there? Is he gone? Line two is. We dropped line two, so let me jump down to line three. Mark Owens Crossroads. Mark, how you doing, bud?
He just hung up.
Oh, we lost Mark? Rats. Well, who's left? Line six? Line six, Jeff. Oh, it's Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
I'm still here, man.
I'm glad. I'm glad. What you got, man?
My movie would be Deliverance.
Oh, my gosh.
Burt Reynolds is just like Donald Trump. You know, he's coming in there, and John Voight, you know, kind of like Mike Pence. And then we got Joe Biden kind of like... Ned Beatty, and you know, people are telling him what to do, and I think he'd probably just squeal like a pig.
I've got mental imagery I don't need anymore now, man. That is that is awful, Jeff. There's got to be something better. There's got to be something better than Deliverance for a man movie. Oh my God!
Oh no, that's a great man movie. There's a lot of bonding in there, you know.
Oh my gosh! Okay, well, I'm gonna move right along and say that one probably fell into the Task Force Monkeypox arena right there. But
it could be.
All right, Jeff, appreciate you, man. Let me grab another call real quick. Line three, Kenny over in Elkmont. Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
Doing great, Phil. How about yourself?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, my movie as a retired Marine, it kind of goes against the grain, but We Were Soldiers Once and Young.
Oh, yes.
Sam Elliott as the Sergeant Major.
Sam
was
Elliott.
A man's man.
Yes, he was. That was
anything with Sam Elliott.
I love Sam Elliott. Something about his voice too. I mean, when he looks at him and he says, Sergeant Major, guess you better get yourself a long gun, sir. I need a long gun. There'll be plenty of them laying on the ground. You know, excellent movie. In fact, that was the one when I put surround sound system in my man room, my man cave. That's the one where I had to test it because of all the overflights of the helicopters and everything else coming from one side of the room to the other. Kenny, thank you, man. Good call. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
All right, bud. Take care.
Wow. Bye.
What do I got on line four, bud? Is that Martin? Are we good on the line four? You saying wait? What are you saying to me? Okay, line four. Mark's back. Mark, how you doing, man?
Hey, how are you doing, Colonel Williams?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
So, quick double dipper. Okay. Best movie? I'm going to give you Outlaw Josie Wales.
Oh.
Clint Eastwood.
Yes. You going to pull them pistols or whistle Dixie? Absolutely.
Dying ain't much of a living, boy.
That's a great line. That's one of the best.
So, here's the double part of the double dipper. Thank you. DeSantis, down in Florida.
Yeah.
I'm kind of new to the area. Lived in Florida. I know Governor DeSantis. He's doing an awesome job. Here's my prediction. He does not run against Trump. Trump picks him as a VP. And hopefully things go right.
That's
what I got.
That's a fair prediction. Here's the flip side of that. Here's the other scenario that I've thought about. Is Trump recognizes that he might actually polarize the election, so Trump remains a kingmaker, and he just endorses DeSantis and backs him 100% of the way, and DeSantis goes for the presidency. I don't know. We'll wait to see. I'm curious what's going to happen with this. But
I hope that happens, Colonel. I really do. My thought.
I think that'd be a winning proposal right there. All right, brother. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Which line do I want to go to next? Line one? Yeah, line one. Fuzzy, how you doing over in Hound Creek?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, the best movie, I would have to say American Sniper.
Oh, yeah. Classic. Absolutely classic. Yeah. And you know, sad ending, but But Kyle was an amazing person and was actually doing good things for people, you know, outside of the military when he was killed. But excellent movie. You are so right. Fuzzy, good call, man. Appreciate it. Man, the testosterone levels are just going up. Have I got another caller on the line, bud? I do. Line three. Yeah, line three. Steve. Steve from Huntsville. What's on your mind, man?
Well, it's been a long time since I saw it. Not a war picture. But sometimes a great notion with Henry Fonda and Paul Newman.
Ooh.
Longers in Washington.
Yes. That was a good
Henry
one.
Henry Fonda is just work. Life is work.
That,
you know, that's all there is. You eat, do some more stuff, and go to work.
That's not a bad call right there at all, man. Good one. And you know, that's reaching back. In fact, it made me think of another movie. I don't know why this came to mind when you said it. Not a war movie, but The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. That was a classic old black and white that just really kind of resonated. All right, listen, good stuff. Appreciate you, folks. We're going to wind up taking a break here. We better hold off on calls, Boomer. But we got another half hour to go. You want to call in? Heck, why not? 833-68-RIGHT. We'll take them. I'll keep moving forward on Freedom Agenda. I've got an article here from the BBC. The BBC? Yes. That will curl your hair about why we need to have a plan. What is the Freedom Agenda? Are we going to take back the House and Senate? If we do, what will we do with it? And by the way, if you want to tell me what your manhood movie is, I'll take it, man. 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. And yes, we are solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. So I've got people on the line still. I know we had some that called in, has left a message, but let me go grab the ones who've been waiting. Line one, is that Leanne? Yeah, Leanne from Huntsville. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going over there?
It's going good, Leanne. How are you doing?
Well, great. I want to make a note, let everybody remember to continue to pray for Ukraine. It's
absolutely.
Been 6 months this mess has been going on.
Absolutely. I totally agree, and so, we do. Go ahead.
Well, I've called the Nominate Twister.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, and this is all based upon, you know, me being a person that watches my husband watch male bonding movies. And he continues to watch Twister because he's convinced that at some point in time, those real harsh winds will blow her tank top up.
Leanne. So Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt, that's the movie we're talking about with so your husband is waiting for the winds to blow just the right way. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so it would be a big male bonding experience for, you know, every male to get that shot of the tornadic winds taking Helen Hunt's tube top up.
Okay. All right. Well, oh my gosh. Well, there's something I didn't expect. Leanne, thank you so much for the call.
Yes.
And we appreciate you as always. Who I got next, bud? Which call do I go to next? Line four, I think it is, isn't it? Yeah, line four, Jack over at Muscle Shoals. Jack, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Good, good. What's on your mind?
I think a good man movie is A Star Is Born.
That's a classic. You talking about the new version or the old version?
The new version.
Really? Because wasn't that a remake? Didn't they have Kris Kristofferson and somebody back in the 70s made that movie first, didn't they?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good. So that one's even got like a love interest built into it, but that'll work.
It'll get a man laid.
Okay, we're gonna move on from that one, Jack. Thanks much. All right. Wow. Okay, line two. Paul over in Huntsville. Paul, what you doing?
The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance.
Yes.
John Wayne.
I said that a few minutes ago. That's a great one. Absolutely. And Jimmy Stewart.
And Lee Marvin.
And Lee Marvin, who was actually a Marine, I think, served on Guadalcanal in World War II.
There you go.
That's a good one.
And Woody Strode
was in it too. That's right. Woody Strode was a broad-chested man. That was a big old dude. Paul, indeed. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. Absolutely.
Good.
All right. I got one more here. Line five. Is that John in Lexington, South Carolina? Is that what I'm seeing on there? All right. John, how you doing? Did we lose him? One of my out-of-state callers, and we lost him. All right, rats. John, you want to call back in? We'll welcome it. You had two that left messages, Boomer. What were they? One was Brian,
yeah,
I think.
One was Brian, and he said Ben-Hur.
Oh, yeah, the chariot race and Ben-Hur, mm-hmm. Man movie. There you go.
And then Ron from Owen Crossroads said The Patriot.
Oh, yeah, hard to argue. Yes. Hard to argue with any of that. All right, listen. I am in the Freedom Agenda while Boomer answers the phones because this is continuing on. Well, but keep it clean, people. All right, but while Boomer answers the phones, let me just go ahead and say this. There's an article in the BBC dated May of this year, May 3rd. The title of it is Midterms 2022, What Will Republicans Do If They Win Congress? Well, it points out there is confusion all around. Why? When asked in January, it says what his party would do if it regained control of Congress next year, Senator Mitch McConnell, who would in all likelihood run the chamber if Republicans prevail, was very coy. He said, that's a very good question. I'll let you know when we take it back. In other words, he's not planning on laying out a plan. And that bugs me because that's an indication that either A, they don't have one, or B, they think it's safe just to keep their cards close to the vest and not tell people. In my opinion, you can rally the troops by telling them what the plan is. The Freedom Agenda. Why would you not? You got a caller, Boomer? Is John back? John from Lexington, South Carolina on line five. How you doing?
Doing well, sir. I hope you're having a blessed day yourself. I was going to say my favorite male bonding movie is John Wayne's The Quiet Man.
Oh.
How he goes from from how he goes from an antagonistic relationship with his brother-in-law to best of friends after a good quality fist fight. Kind of brings back fond memories of my early 80s at the Madigan Club at Fort Lewis.
And you know what? Guys can do that. Guys can actually fight and then be friends afterwards. That's but yeah, was that's the one, John Wayne, the Quiet Man, that's the one where he portrays he's in Ireland, correct?
He's in Ireland, he's an American boxer, and he's going back to his original home.
Yes, that was a good one. Yeah. Hey, John, thanks for calling in, man. We like having out-of-staters. Appreciate you.
Pleasure. Take care.
Take care. That was good. My dad, by the way, was a huge John Wayne fan. You know, he collected John Wayne. I'm going from memory, but it's something like John Wayne had like – he made like 137 movies, and my dad had 122 of them on video. And so that was just, it was just, you know, that was the guy of his generation. And, but I also relate to John Wayne. I love John Wayne. You can't replace John Wayne. All right, back on that freedom agenda. So here's the bottom line. The article from the BBC says something like what I've been saying here most recently about coming out with a plan or an agenda, things like what DeSantis is doing by having his freedom agenda out in the public. Says history suggests that there are two paths to victory, rallying around an agenda that gets conservative blood pumping or uniting against a president with whom voters have become annoyed after 2 years. Well, I say do both. Come out with a plan. Like I'm looking right now up on the screen, and there was DeSantis, and the underlying the banner on the bottom of the screen says, "Where woke goes to die." And they're talking about Florida conservatives celebrating all the school board wins. DeSantis helped lead them to victory in local school board races. Why? Because he has an agenda. But right now, we're hearing Mitch McConnell say, well, if we win, then we'll tell you what we're going to do. We'll just wait and see. We're going to win, and then we'll tell you what we're going to do. That's not leadership. That's trying to play politics. That's not putting your name out there where maybe you'll be held accountable to something, so you don't say anything, therefore you can't be held accountable. That's just lame. Let me jump on the phone. Well, Boomer's answering somebody. I tell you what, Boomer, let me grab line two. Connie from Huntsville. Connie, how are you doing?
Good, and you? I heard a lady call in, so I said, well, I'm going to call in, too.
Good. What you got?
Clint Eastwood, Gran Torino.
That was a great get-off-my-lawn.
I saw it just a couple of months ago, and it's got a little bit of everything in it.
It does.
You got the Vietnamese. You got him teaching the guy how to be a man.
Yes, and then also standing up for what's right and defending the defenseless. And
that's right.
And he was also a guy who bore the scars of places he'd been in the past. So
sure. And he knew he was going to die, so at the end, he did what he had to do.
That's exactly right. And
people ought to watch it again. It's a good movie.
And he's got the classic line of the old guy saying, "Get off my lawn," but he was saying it. That was a great
movie.
I've seen
it all the time with people with dogs.
Connie, thanks so much. Okay. We appreciate you. Have a great day.
I love you. Bye.
Yeah, you too. Wow. This we opened this one up. Boomer, you've done well, brother. That's like, since we opened the new studio, that's the most activity the phone has had at one time, I think.
That's
like, wham.
Pretty impressive.
I'm pretty impressed with you over there just like grabbing phones and hitting buttons and just dialing and tapping things on the board where I can read them. And
pushing the button and making it work.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Freedom agenda. Freedom! Would you not trade one day to come back and tell your enemies that they can have our lives, but they'll never have our freedom? Okay, so here's the bottom line. At the CPAC conference, most recently, this article from BBC again, says at the February Conservative Political Action Conference, which is called CPAC, a gathering of right-wing activists and politicians in Florida, more than one attendee was unimpressed. Unimpressed. Like one of them said, here's a quote from one Florida resident who said, "I come to CPAC and I hear a lot of blah, 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 blah. I just want to yell out, you've been in office 10 or 12 years. What have you done?" And I get it. Another one said, "We're becoming more of a populist, limited government, culturally sound party rather than just, let's just cut taxes and have a nice trade deal or something." Meaning what they want is to see things put in print. Here's the agenda. Here's the plan. Can you imagine? Nick Saban just got the largest coaching contract ever in the history of the NCAA. Do you think he goes into a game without a game plan? No. Do you think his players ever have a question what the game plan is? No. Do you think they wonder, does Coach have an idea? No. They know Coach has got an idea. Why? Because he's leading them. Why? Because he's helping them. Why? Because he's coaching them. Why? Because he's running things. It's what leaders do. Point made here in the same article. After Republicans won the Senate and held the House of Representatives in 2014, dissatisfaction among rank-and-file voters, particularly on issues like trade and immigration, may have contributed to the success of Donald Trump's anti-establishment presidential campaign. Those divides aren't entirely vanished, and if Republicans take power next year, acrimony over the direction of the party on social issues, trade, foreign policy, and immigration could reemerge. What they're saying there is this. There was an opportunity in 2014 for substantive change. You remember things like, oh, I don't know, overturning Obamacare and stuff like that, right? And yet it was squandered. Who was in charge? I think it was Mitch McConnell. And the same guy is going to be in charge who refuses to announce that he has a plan. What are you going to do with national defense, Mr. Majority Leader, if you get reelected? What are you going to do with vaccine mandates in the military, devastating our military, including our National Guard in a big way? Hey, Mr. Majority Leader, what's the plan for things like all these huge spending bills that Democrats are ramming through? Hey, Mr. Majority Leader, what are you going to do about the fact that Biden just today decided to write off $300 billion worth of student loans at the taxpayers' expense? Huh. Hey, Mr. Majority Leader, what are you going to do about energy and the fact that we are now being pushed towards green energy, but at the expense of our economy? What are you going to do about it? Maybe something. What are you going to do about our southern border, Mr. Majority Leader? Hey, Mr. Majority Leader, what's going to happen with things like foreign policy and other issues? Now, some of that is in the executive realm, but the legislature has the right to legislate. And what we're not seeing right now is a plan that says, here's what's going to happen. And that's a crying shame. It's a policy void, and it needs to change. I got a little more on this, some things you might want to know. Some of it's right here in the state of Alabama. Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll do that last break. We'll come back and wrap this up best I can. And heck, you know what? You want to call in, we'll still take it. 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. Hey, the lovely Charlene just walked into the studio. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Got distracted by my beautiful wife. We'll be right back. Yo, man, that's good stuff. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Got me some Foo Fighters there, Boomer. Good job. Foo Fighters, Wheels. I love that song. That's good stuff. I got somebody held on the line real quick, so I will take it. Tom over in Huntsville. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, man, we're going to do a movie. Let's do Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze.
And he's been in all, and I mean, if you're going to do that, let's go back to Red Dawn.
Oh,
and
my
Patrick Swayze. Let's go back to Red Dawn.
Red Dawn. I mean, the original Red Dawn was like one of the most epic movies. And I tell you what, did you ever see Patrick Swayze?
I watch that at least once a year.
Did you ever see Patrick Swayze in a movie called Uncommon Valor? That was a great movie.
Yes. Oh, I forgot about that.
That's
good call.
I may have to go pull both those up now and watch them again.
All right, guys. You have a good day now, man.
You too, Tom. Take care, bud. And then did we have a call? Josh called in. What was that one?
Yeah. Josh said Bullet.
Oh.
Yeah. And Patton.
Oh, classics. Yeah, Bullet. Steve McQueen, the ultimate cool. I mean, Steve McQueen was just, he was just cool. And that was the movie that set the standard. Like that was the first true chase scene movie with that 68 Mustang GT Fastback 390 V8 4-speed on the floor. Oh. But yeah, the Bullet Mustang. By the way, you know what? They a true story, they found one of the original Bullet Mustangs from the movie most recently, and it was in Mexico. But it was certified, and it's got a patina on it like you wouldn't believe. It's pretty baked, but they've got the original Bullet Mustang. It's been preserved, auctioned, millions of dollars. Millions. I mean, they still to this day, they make Bullet. There are people that make Bullet clones because that movie just... And the Bullet, by the way, it was like no fooling. The Bullet Mustang, Steve McQueen, was the chase scene was with a 68... Dodge Charger, which ain't nothing small, but the Mustang. Oh, yeah. There's a whole lot of people going out and buying themselves a Mustang after that movie, I can just tell you. And Patton, that was a good one, too. All right, folks, listen, wow. Okay, so I'm not going to get to all this. I had so much good stuff. I tell you what, let me skip through and find a couple things. First of all, do know this. There are organizations out there right now, talking about the Freedom Agenda, there are organizations out there that are literally doing all they can to try and help conservatives find their way, state and federal. One of those is an organization called the American First Policy Institute, AFPI. American First Policy Institute has what they call their America First Agenda. And the American First Agenda, I mean, they host conferences for this. They have classics that come on. Classics. They have great leaders that come on. I mean, Kellyanne Conway speaks at them. Newt Gingrich speaks there. They're Representative Chip Roy, Freedom Caucus type folks speak there. They're a true organization trying to affect conservative policy change in D.C., and they do have a thing called the America First Agenda, and they are working with conservatives in D.C. trying to put that in place, and hopefully they'll begin to see some things come forward. I mean, like here's a piece of the article I'm reading now from FoxNews.com dated July 28th, only a few days ago or a few weeks ago. It says, advocates say a policy agenda is not only an opportunity to define what America First means for the average voter, it's also a platform that candidates can adopt. And by doing so, they will be committing to helping enact at least a portion of it when elected. That's an important piece, is they're literally looking for opportunities for people to sign on. Here's the other one. Your state legislature, the Alabama Policy Institute, of which I am affiliated. I spent 3.5 years on staff with the Alabama Policy Institute. That's where the Right Side Radio show birthed out of. They just recently came out with their conservative platform for Alabama for 2023. I mean, it came out today, as a matter of fact. What's crazy was I'd already prepared this segment for the day, and I'm holding the 2022 version in my hand. And then literally while I am headed to the studio today, boom, they send out the 2023 version. But it has things in there like budget and tax reform, issues related to school choice, how to deal with the questions of medical marijuana and where that's headed, gambling in the lottery, things like reforming our budgeting processes in Alabama. These are all things that are Alabama related. And if you want to see it, I encourage you, go to www.alabamapolicy.org. Their conservative platform is there, alabamapolicy.org. And this conservative platform is something that I would love to see members of the Alabama legislature push towards. You know, there's parts of it that just make sense. Like, why do we have a grocery tax? In this economy, why aren't we looking at, with our surpluses, why aren't we looking at getting rid of grocery tax when we're one of the only states in the nation that taxes it? Why do we have a corporate income tax in Alabama that is not on par with our neighboring states? It's too high. Why do we have things like, you know, adoption laws that are tougher than they need to be at a time when we say we're pro-life? Let's be pro-life outside the womb too. What about things like the gambling bills coming up? Do we need casinos across the state? And if so, are we going to give monopolies to the ones who've been breaking our laws for years? All of this stuff is in the conservative platform for Alabama put out by the Alabama Policy Institute. And I encourage you to take a look at it, alabamapolicy.org. I did not get as far into that as I wanted to. Man, I was going to dig deep. Man, I was going to nug down in the weeds of freedom agendas. Talk about, but instead, I asked a simple question, and Boomer had to answer the phones for half an hour. What did we have some more callers call in?
We did get a text, and it was it was JT, and he was saying Quigley Down Under.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, and Tombstone.
Oh,
oh!
How did we miss Tombstone? I'm your Huckleberry. What a great movie. All right, what a great audience. Boomer, we got the best audience in the world.
That was awesome.
That was. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Love my job. You guys have a great night. Coming up next, Mark Levin, the great one. Boomer and I back here again tomorrow at 2. Have an amazing night. We'll see you then.